What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's play a game. We do it every single Friday at this time. I typically dominate, although sometimes it's close. Sometimes I even lose, but it's a game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, and our prize for Beat the Hammer today is a $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. Gummy Bear Ice is back at Rita's. Stop by today. Grab some before it goes. Of course, we love Rita's. You get the $50 gift card. That's good for a lot of trips. Depends how many people you got in your family, but that's good for a lot of trips. All right, Joe in Marlton right now. Joseph, how many people in your immediate family?
Three.
All right, so I'd say
that's a good trip. Yeah.
You're looking at about five, six trips to Rita's. Yeah. This is good. Joe, what matters more to you, the $50 gift card or the glory of beating the hammer?
Give me that $50 gift card.
What an answer, Joe. Well done.
Fair enough. You're trying to diminish my greatness.
I enjoyed that quite a bit.
All right, so Joe, how are your chops on sports trivia? Do you feel pretty good?
I feel okay.
All right, feels
good.
Okay.
I like that. Understated.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, Joe, I'm going to step away from our location here, but I'm certainly going to wish you luck. Two things for you to know, Joe. One, I'm going for victory 290, and the others are a lot of people listening. So don't
listen to them.
Then again,
just
James,
us hanging out, having
James,
a good time.
Kid beat me yesterday in freaking Are You Smarter
Than
a 12th grader?
And we'll hear it in Drop of the Week. So
and I gave him that line. It didn't work. I take that line back, Joe. I rescind that line. Joe, good luck to you, man.
All right, thanks.
Scram! Get out of here. No one needs you here, Hammer. Enough, right?
What are you
doing? For some
doing?
Reason, he's not
he's
walking
still here.
Away.
Get out of here. What are you doing? We're doing a live radio show here.
Now he's jogging.
Yeah, there you go. It's slowly jogging. Jody, you were there for baseball. Have you ever seen a human being run slower in person?
I think he actually moved quicker down the hall down here at the Borgata than he did down that first base line, yeah.
All right, is he safely ensconced?
He is.
Yes.
Out
Am
of
I running
frame.
You
clock
are running
here?
The clock, yes,
okay.
Devin. You
okay,
are on
up.
Clock duty. You have proven to be able at clock
that is
duty, and I appreciate that.
The nicest thing you've ever said to me.
All okay. Right, he is safely ensconced. Joe from Marlton, are you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Our category for the week. He's getting inducted tonight onto the Wall of Fame, getting honored. Never done him as a category. We're going to honor our guy, Ed Wade. A little Ed Wade trivia today. You ready to roll, my friend?
All right.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. You'll have 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Two Hall of Famers were the only players to be on the 40-man roster when Ed Wade became the full-time GM and to remain on it when he was dismissed. Name one of them.
Scott Rowland.
Who is the only first overall pick Ed Wade made as a general manager?
Cole Hamels.
In 2003, Ed Wade traded Taylor Buchholz, Brandon Duckworth, and Ezekiel Estacio for what future Hall of Fame pitcher?
2003?
Yes.
Pass.
After inheriting Terry Francona, how many full-time managers did Ed Wade hire with the Phillies?
Two.
What general manager did Ed Wade succeed with the Phillies?
Lee Thomas.
In 2003, Ed Wade traded Taylor Buchholz, Brandon Duckworth, and Ezekiel Estacio for what future Hall of Fame pitcher?
Time.
All right.
Yep.
Up to two. We got two there. Could have been worse. Could have been worse. It felt like it was going to be worse. Joe, way to pick it up at the end there.
Had us in the first half.
He did. I think the Hammer is going to win, but we'll find out. We're going to wave the Hammer back in the studio.
Oh, he's jogging back. This is a sight. Jody, do you think he knows his shirt is half tucked in?
Of course
he
does.
Is that an intentional
0%
like
chance.
It's
zero.
Not intentional.
Less than zero. What's less than 0%? Is that a thing?
I got to tell you, the grin got a lot of relief with that
injection.
I'm
so happy to hear that, man.
Seriously.
I believe you. Yeah. Good. No, if you're going to win tennis, you need that.
I win tennis, I win basketball, I win the whole thing.
And
what's going to happen.
And we'll hear in Drop of the Week, you made an all-time bold tease yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I did.
We'll get to it in Drop of the Week. That's coming up 9:10. Everyone check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, right.
How did this guy, Joe Marlton, do?
His name's Joe. It's a good name for Hammer, right?
It's a great name.
Yeah, you ready to roll here?
Ben.
All right, category for the week. We're going to honor our guy who's getting honored tonight at Citizens Bank Park. We're doing a little Ed Wade trivia today.
Ed Wade trivia, wow.
How about it?
I'm thinking J.D. Drew will be an answer.
All right, you ready to roll here?
Yeah, Ed Wade. Wow, let's do it.
All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go, 55 seconds. Question number one. Two Hall of Famers were the only players to be on the 40-man roster when Ed Wade became the full-time GM and to remain on it when he was dismissed. Name one of them.
Mike Lieberthal.
Who is the only first overall pick Ed Wade made as a general manager?
Pat Burrell.
In 2003, Ed Wade traded Taylor Buchholz, Brandon Duckworth, and Ezekiel Estacio for what future Hall of Fame pitcher?
I'll come back to that.
After inheriting Terry Francona, how many full-time managers did Ed Wade hire with the Phillies?
After inheriting Francona, well, then if you don't count the guy that... Okay, hold on. So I'm going to add this up. It's going to be Boa and it's going to be Charlie, and you're not counting the guy that had two games, too.
What general manager did Ed Wade succeed with the Phillies?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Thomas.
In 2003, Ed Wade traded Buchholz, Duckworth, and Estacio for what future Hall of Fame pitcher?
Well, 03. Man, I have absolutely no idea. 2003, the Phillies had someone that made the Hall of Fame. God.
Time.
No clue. Who?
Billy Wagner.
Billy Wagner.
There you go. Oh, trick question. He's been Hall of Fame for about 20
not
minutes.
Not a trick. He's in the Hall
Very
of Fame.
Very good, Jane. Yeah. That's a great question.
A 4-2 victory for the Hammer.
All right. That's how you do. That's the Hammer being. And ladies and gentlemen, that's 290. Now, I'm not going to peacock too much because I'm going to save that for after Fritz if I unleash on him. I'm still not sure if I'm going to. Going to remain mostly humble hammer. Joe, 290, though, you got to admit, is, as they say, damn impressive.
Good
Joseph,
job.
It seems like you did pretty good. You got 2 out of 5. In baseball, that'd be good. That'd be 400 batting average. Problem for you, I'm an 800 batting average. What say you?
I tried my best and came up short.
Joe, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
You're playing that accountability
for,
right there.
You're playing
you know?
For Lombardi. You screw up. You go to the sideline and say, yeah, coach, tried my best. Does that work? You get that next rep with the coach, or the coach say, see you later, Jack?
I think he'd give me one more shot.
I think so, too. And you know what? So would the hammer, Joe, because I forgot to be humble hammer. Jody, what happened? My head got all screwed up there.
Yeah, you're going back and forth back and forth.
This is awful. Joe, you're a fine man, clearly a better human than me. Joe, I want to thank you for listening to the show, listening to the station, participating in Beat the Hammer, and we want to reward you because 2 out of 5 ain't bad. With the $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. I'm going to put you on hold, Joe, so we can get your information. Thanks for playing today, bud.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You got it, my man. All right, and with that, victory 290. It's going to be around week 10 or so, week 9 of the Eagle season. That's when I get to 300. With that said, victory 290. Let's shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, Macman, would you say you have all for the Hammer?
I would say I was impressed with 4 out of 5.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I was too. That's me.
Jody, would you have beat the hammer?
No.
Okay.
I did. I jotted him down, and Wagner was one of only two I got right.
Well, you only got two.
As a matter of fact. Shame, yeah. I only got two like
was
Joe.
Was Lee Thomas the
Joe
other
and,
one or Burr?
Joe and Joe. Joe, Joe, and Joe.
Was Lee Thomas
if
the other
one? If
you
go by my actual first name.
You got Lee Thomas, right?
Yes.
That's Lee. What I would have guessed is the other one. Yeah. I thought the Lee Thomas and Burrell, I thought those were very gettable.
How did you not get Burrell?
Yeah, I couldn't get Burrell.
Because J.D. Drew was the second pick.
Correct.
I was scratching my head on that. And you did mention you were going to get J.D. Drew in. I thought you were going to guess him as soon as that question came out. It made me smile when you said J.D. Drew. I said, oh, I'm going to get that one wrong.
Yeah, he was the second pick.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.